With SRN News, I'm John Scott. On the battlefront in Ukraine, Kyiv security officials assessing how they can recover lost battlefield momentum in the war. Russia, despite sustaining high losses, has been taking control of small settlements as part of its effort to drive deeper into eastern Ukraine. From the Pentagon, in virtual remarks to the Ukraine Defense Contact Group, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Ukraine needs more help against the Russian aerial attacks.
We're going to have a special focus today on boosting Ukraine's air defenses. Ukraine is in dire need of more air defense systems, and it urgently needs more interceptors. That's going to be a huge priority for us all today.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Also at SRNnews.com, violence along the Israel-Lebanon border.
Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group says its fighters fired anti-tank missiles and artillery shells at an Israeli military convoy in a disputed area along the border, killing an Israeli civilian. Hezbollah adds its fighters ambushed the convoy shortly before midnight on Thursday, destroying two vehicles. The Israeli military has commented the ambush wounded an Israeli citizen doing infrastructure work. He'd later died of his wounds. Low-intensity fighting along the Israel-Lebanon border has repeatedly threatened to boil over as Israel has targeted senior Hezbollah militants in recent months. Tens of thousands of people have been displaced on both sides of the border. I'm Charles Dulatasma.
In a Manhattan courtroom, the Trump criminal trial will wrap up this week's proceedings today. The former president pleading not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. Alphabet and Microsoft leading the U.S. stock market toward its first winning week. In the last four, the Dow is ahead 113 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 305. This is SRN News. A battle over religious freedom in Washington State.
Officials at Creekside Elementary School in Issaquah have rejected an application by Christian students to form a prayer club. This despite the fact that other secular clubs, including a Gay-Straight Alliance chapter, have been approved. The Christian legal group First Liberty Institute is going to bat for the students, telling the Christian Post, quote, they have a constitutionally protected right to start a prayer club. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, Arizona lawmakers work on a measure to repeal the state's 1864 abortion ban. Neighboring California is looking to cash in. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has announced a measure that would allow doctors from Arizona to provide abortions for Arizona patients in California. 14 other states are already enforcing bans on abortion at all stages of pregnancy. California has been seeking to make itself an abortion destination. This is SRN News. In consumer news, U.S. agricultural officials say poultry producers will be required to bring salmonella levels in certain chicken products to very low levels. Correspondent Donna Warder says the new rules take effect soon.
At that point, salmonella will be considered an adulterant, a contaminant that can cause foodborne illness when it's detected above certain levels in frozen breaded and stuffed raw chicken products. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says this is the first time the agency has declared salmonella as an adulterant in raw poultry. In the same way, certain E. coli bacteria are regarded as contaminants. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says salmonella poisoning accounts for more than 1.3 million infections and about 420 deaths each year in the U.S. Donna Warder, Washington.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.